MyFM recently had a chance to speak with Beaton native and recent inductee to the Hockey Hall of Fame, Jim Rutherford. Mr. Rutherford, it's been a month since the Hall of Fame induction ceremony, 6 months since you got the call. Has the shock worn off? Have you had time to enjoy it?
Oh, yeah. I think about it. It's the one thing that I probably think about more in my career than some other milestone things. And, you know, my philosophy in life has always been look forward to today and tomorrow and not look back. But since being inducted, it's something that that I think about a few times a week now and certainly take great pride in.
Now, the media and the public in general tend to focus on players when the Hall of Fame list is coming out. Maybe we don't give the builders category the attention that you deserve. So did the call come out of the blue, or did you have a feeling this could happen? Had anyone dropped hints?
I think it kind of came out of the blue a little bit. I didn't think about it a whole lot. I mean, after I won a cup in Carolina, my friends and associates were all excited and said, you know, the next step's the Hall of Fame. And I wasn't totally convinced of that after winning one cup. But after winning the two cups in Pittsburgh, I thought about it a little bit. I mean, not on a regular basis, but maybe a couple of times a year. But when the call came, I was on my way home from the office, and Lanny McDonald was on the other line. And so when I heard his voice, it hit me that I knew why he was calling at that point.
Now, you've been in the league for 25 years as a general manager now. You also played 457 games as a player. What are the biggest changes you've seen in the job of general manager in that time?
Yeah, we probably don't have long enough on this interview, but I can give you the abbreviated form. You know, I mean, when I started in Hartford, I had both roles. I ran the business side and I ran the hockey side, which was one of these jobs is tough enough. And of course, in Hartford, we were trying to save the franchise. We couldn't. There wasn't enough support for it. And then I was part of moving a team to Carolina in a short period of time. And so I've had to deal with all those things on top of the hockey part. But the game really changes probably every 2 or 3 years. And if you're not willing to change with the game, you're going to get left behind. And I've been fortunate that I've been willing to change. I've hired the right people. I've hired players that retire and lean on them for their knowledge coming right out as a player, and for them to tell me about the changes and where they see the game going. And so I've had some really good guys. I hired Ron Francis, Rod Brindamore, now Matt Cullen. From when I first started in the NHL as a manager in 94, we were playing a game that was kind of a bigger game, a lot of touching and grabbing and not a lot of flow to the game. We eventually changed the rules because that game wasn't as good for the fans to watch. We changed the rules so we could get more flow in the game. And then once we got more flow in the game, then everybody started to go to get team speed, try to get those players that had a lot of speed. And that's kind of where we are today. It's just kind of go, 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 a lot of puck pressure. It's a hard game for the players to play on a consistent basis if you're doing it right, but it's a fun game for the fans to watch.
And I once asked a former player what it was like to win the Stanley Cup, and he told me, imagine it being as good as it could be, then times it by 10. So I'm going to ask you, which is bigger, the Stanley Cup or the Hall of Fame?
Well, I think you have to win the Stanley Cups to get to the Hall of Fame. You have to have that resume. And winning the Stanley Cup is a team effort, and a lot of people have to do the right things during the course of a season. And it's part of 1 year when you win a Stanley Cup. When you go into the Hall of Fame, it's about your whole career. A lot of people contribute to it, but it's more of an individual recognition. And they're all very special, all three cups and the induction.
Well, bring it back home here. A kid from Beaton, not a lot of Hall of Famers, period. But does it mean something extra coming out of a small town to the Hall of Fame?
Well, it's very special. I mean, if you go back to my childhood and look at Deaton, it was a small town of 700 people. We always played in either the C, D class in Ontario. Lots of years, not lots of years, but some games and some years, we had 9, 10 players on the team. We didn't even have a full team, but we had good players. And the thing about Beaton was there's just a lot of people there with determination and drive to kind of beat the odds. And that's kind of been the story of my career. I mean, I was very, very small player. When I got drafted in the NHL, I was 5'8 and 160 pounds. And we might have been stretching that 160 pounds at times. And so, you know, I mean, it was against the odds to come out of a small town and become an NHL player, and then to play 13 years and go on and become a manager in the NHL and win 3 Stanley Cups and get to the Hall of Fame. It doesn't really matter where you're from. It's a pretty big feat, but to think to come from such a small town and to be able to do that, it was certainly against the odds.